Welcome to the Catholic Sphere. Each week we have a different host and a different focus as we tackle topics important to Catholics around the globe. I'm your host this week, Debbie Cowden. Today's episode is filled with wisdom on how adults can truly connect with teens in order to pass on the Catholic faith. Joining me today via Skype is my panel of experts, Kristalina Everett, Justin Fatica, and Caroline Perkins, all beloved members of the EWTN family, all who have dedicated their lives to helping young people respond to their call to holiness in a real way. Thank you for being here today. Kristalina, you have been in ministry for over 25 years with both the Chastity Project, which you co-founded with your husband, Jason, and Women Made New, which you founded and run. So tell us, why is there such an urgency in reaching teens in particular, especially in this day and age?
Well, everybody knows and sees that we are in a spiritual battle right now, and the devil is not hiding his face anymore. He's rearing his ugly head out open and in the light, and we have to teach our teens how to combat what is coming against them, and also just the lies that are being shoved practically down their throat. And when I look back when I was a teen, I didn't even have to deal with half of the nightmarish things that the teens today deal with. But if I do look at my own situation and the darkness that I was in, and I look back and think what pierced that darkness, because my mother tried everything, and it was actually the testimony of this young man who wasn't afraid to live and speak the truth, even though he had past sins and everything that he had done. He wasn't ashamed of himself, and I could just see that in him, and I didn't want to be ashamed of myself anymore. And a lot of these teens living this lifestyle and embracing the culture, they do it and they're unsatisfied and they don't want to be there anymore, is what I'm finding. Hands down, every teen, every age, if they have made past mistakes, they regret it and they wish they didn't, and they want to come back. But we as parents and youth ministers, or however you're there for those teens, need to welcome them back with love, with truth, with honesty, and not shy away from the truths and the teachings of the church, because they are hungry for it. And our teens right now are hungry for love and truth.
Amen. And we tend to give teenagers a bad rap or give them a hard time about the conflicts between adults and teenagers just butting heads, and they want to do their own thing. But there's really a beautiful opportunity for adults to connect with them and to help them, because teenagers are still essentially children. They still have so much more to grow in and so much more to develop in. So it's important for us to always, like you said, be loving, be kind, and show them the truth and the beauty and the goodness of the faith, but in charity as well. And now, Justin, you're the mastermind behind Hard as Nails Ministries and the Your Amazing Movement, which I love and which we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. But what prompted you to start Hard as Nails over 20 years ago? How are you connecting with teens? And what has been the result?
Well, first of all, I don't know if I'm some mastermind or something, but I appreciate the encouragement. You know, I really appreciate it.
You're amazing.
I appreciate being on with all these ladies. Holy cow. I mean, I'm glad they're having me here with the lady. I'm excited to be here today. But I can tell you that Hard as Nails was started because I don't deserve the gift of love from Jesus Christ. Everybody does. When I was 17 years old, Christ came into my life. He loved me. He believed in me. He died for me. He cared about every moment of my life, so much so that when I got older, Rocky Balboa was like my hero before I met Christ. And I ended up speaking at one of his daughter's school, and his daughter got Rocky Balboa to send me a Bible signed by Sylvester Stallone. And I say that because God cares about every little thing, and Kristalina's right. We have to start really being confident in the love of God, confident in the truths of the Catholic faith, confident in what we have to offer. We need to not be afraid, because there's too many people afraid out there. When you're afraid, you know what happens? You run and you become shameful, as Kristalina is saying. So I'm pumped to be here. I hope every single person knows, if you're listening and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, every single person we meet deserves that gift. So let's go give it away. Let's give that love of Christ away.
Amen. And you can see, obviously, why Justin Fatica's ministry has been so successful, because he's conveying that primary truth of the faith, that you are loved and that God has a purpose for your life. And even though, you know, we don't deserve all of the beautiful gifts that we've received, that we are loved unconditionally by God. And those truths of the faith are so important to communicate to young people. And Caroline, as the brand content editor for Church Pop, which is a service of EWTN News, your job is to showcase the truth, beauty, and goodness of the Catholic faith in the digital world. And you do this in a way that's really, really attractive, especially for the younger audience. So tell us about Church Pop's mission and what's been working well for reaching young people.
So Church Pop is a service under EWTN, and it strives to be a light in a dark place. As Kristalina was saying, teens these days are dealing with so much, and we want to meet them where they're at and where they are, and that is social media. So Church Pop tries to cover all of the, you know, trendy content and popular messages that the secular world is giving, and putting a twist on that, a Catholic twist. And to show kids, as we said, teens, that it is okay to have questions, it's okay to question your faith, and that you don't have to be punished for questioning. All of us are constantly learning, and that's what Church Pop is trying to do. It's trying to teach kids. And once you have that armor of knowing what I believe is true, what I believe is correct, what I believe is what other people need to hear, you give them that confidence to go out into the world and be battle ready, to take their knowledge from our articles or our infographics and to take it one step beyond and share it with their friends. A lot of kids focus on their relationships with their friends during this time in their lives. And so infiltrating that is so, so important.
And it's beautiful the way that you make all of those infographics, because for the 2,000 years of our church's history, there's a lot there. There's more than any of us could ever dive into in a lifetime. So sometimes that means that we have to go back to basics and start with those simple truths of the faith and start with the things that are really attractive. And I can't wait to talk later about some saints that you can call on to help young people. Mm-hmm. But another important element of spreading the faith is through storytelling. And Kristalina, a huge part of the Chastity Project and Women Made New is your own story of reversion and healing. And that storytelling element and the ability to be appropriately vulnerable is a really impactful method of relating to teens. So what does that look like? And how can that translate to parents and youth ministers and other adults who are serving young people?
You know, I think you said the term appropriately vulnerable, and there are certain ways to convey the message of things that have happened in your own past, if you're a parent or that youth minister out there. But the teens know when you are being honest with them, when you're being straightforward with them, and they appreciate that, right? And they want that. They want the truth. But I think that there's so many parents out there right now actually hurting their own children out of lack of their own confidence and their ability to convey certain messages, especially about sexuality, because of their own wounds of their past, that they really can't embrace the things that they need to do to protect their children. And I'm telling you, if you don't convey these messages to your children and prepare them starting at the age of before they even go into puberty and walking them through that walk, which is difficult and hard. And that is a ground where the devil will definitely come in, because they don't know who they are. Their bodies are going through so much, all of these changes, and they're completely vulnerable at that stage in their life. If their parents aren't walking them through that, the devil will definitely come in and fill the gaps and the void of what is happening to them in different ways, with the messages of the world, with their teachers, with their friends, with the internet, that their parents have to stand guard at that gate, but keep walking. This isn't just one big talk that they have with their teens and, oh, I'm done. No, these are constantly little talks that you have until they leave your household. This doesn't end. You know, it's a constant nurturing and feeding their spirit, their mind, their emotion with the truth, and to saturate them with everything good and godly and holy that they can, and fill them up, because the world is saturating them with filth. But the parents and even youth ministers have got to get over their own insecurities and able to prepare and protect the teens and their innocence that they still have.
Amen. And can you speak to the importance of adults like the parents and youth ministers being well formed and strong in their own faith so that they can be able to transmit it to teenagers?
You know, The honest answer to that is a lot of people just aren't formed, you know, and we need to stop being lazy in our faith and wake up a little bit and realize what's happening in our times right now. And we need to pull out the catechism, go back to the ABCs, just start from there. There is no shame in going back and God just healing certain parts of you or teaching you certain truths that you maybe need to embrace that you didn't in the past. But above all, if you don't know something and a teen comes to you with a question, be honest about it. They'll respect you for it. Go say, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to find that out for you. And you follow through. You go find that answer. You go back. You talk to them, and they'll come back to you because they know you're going to be honest and you will give them the truth. Even if you don't know it, you'll find it out for them and that you will be a reliable source in their life.
That's right. And of course, when you keep your dial on EWTN or when you're watching EWTN.com, we have so much information on our website, on TV, by listening to the radio and our publishing titles that you can learn about the Catholic faith, because that's one of the reasons Mother Angelica founded EWTN, to help form you in your faith so that you can go out and spread the gospel as well. And Justin, you've seen the impact of being real and relatable with young people, especially when it comes to that universal reality of suffering, which I really want to dive into. So with Hard as Nails and with the basketball team that you coach, you've made a huge difference in teens, especially young men, by being able to relate to them. So please tell us about that.
Yeah, so during COVID, you know, I kind of got, you know, I was out of a job because I couldn't speak. I've spoken to hundreds of schools. I've done over 1,500 live events in my lifetime. And I was like, what am I going to do? And my son wanted to continue to play basketball, so I decided to coach his team. Well, all of a sudden, these kids start sharing their lives with me, sharing about how their mom, you know, is addicted. How about how their dad is struggling with wanting to give up on life? It was just like an event. I was just caring for him while my son was witnessing this. And so one of producers in Los Angeles reached out to me, said, hey, what have you been up to, Fatiga? And I go, I don't know. I've just been coaching basketball because I can't really do events. She was like, what? Are you filming this? I go, no, I'm not filming. She goes, okay, we'll start filming this because we're going to use this to transform, you know, the country, to let them know whether you're black, you're white, you're green, you're blue, no matter what, you need the love of Christ. You need hope. You need strength. And they're doing a 6-part docuseries on my basketball team because of the impact. One of my players, he actually, his dad just this year gave up on life. Told him at Denny's, went to Denny's, says, today's my last day. My last day on this earth. You're grown. You're 16. You're going to make it through life. And he comes home from school and his dad's laying there dead. This is a reality we're facing. More people are wanting to give up more than ever. And I love what Caroline's doing with Church Pop, because that's what I've kind of done with basketball. We're taking basketball, making something that is simple, relatable, connected to young people, and saying, okay, you like basketball? Well, let me tell you, here's the message. Just this weekend at a tournament that I was in New York, a kid slammed one of my players out of anger, literally. And all of a sudden, the crowd was quiet, and I said, yep, in America, hurt people, but healed people, help people. We got to start realizing that with Christ, we have an authority. Every person here has an authority from Christ to bring the gospel. I'm doing that through basketball. You can do that through anything.
Amen. And many of these teens that you serve are what some would call forgotten or on the margin. So homeless kids, fatherless teens, young men who have really difficult lives, and you don't give up on them, Justin. And each one of them matters so dearly to you. So what difference can a present adult make in the life of a teen?
Well, I want to tell you, Debbie, the most important thing a grown man can do is cry with a kid. Shouldn't wait to a funeral to tell the kid that you're sad because he's homeless. You shouldn't be afraid as a grown man to look a kid in the eye and say, you know what? When you got bullied, I got bullied when I was a kid. And you know what? When you got bullied, it hurt. And that's okay. But I can tell you can help you through it. And they're gonna be like, who can help me? Because I need help. We have to be not afraid to be vulnerable as grown men to hug a kid. Of course, two by two, people around like Jesus asked us to do. But to hug them with everything we got, that might be the only hug. I had a kid at an event said, look, I haven't been hugged for 5 years. Thanks. That meant the world to me. We got to be able to be real men of God.
And I'm so thankful for your witness, because you're showing that one person loving on a teen and one person paying attention to them and consoling them in their hurts and being present with them makes such a big difference. And not being afraid to tell the truth to them in love. And Caroline, while there might be a temptation for adults to try to oversimplify or water down the gospel in order to appeal to teens, that's not really an effective strategy. And it's not necessary. So in your experience, both through Church Pop and in your own story, how have you seen that the fullness of truth, beauty, and goodness shine through to reach souls and to really impact them?
Yeah, we're over that. I feel like we've seen, and Chris Felina mentioned it, we've seen the results of bad catechism. Like, we're living in it. You know, the report that came out a few years ago about many people not believing in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, we're over it, and I think we're taking a stand. I know that Church Pop's not the only entity, especially under EWTN, that is taking a stand against that and realizing that these kids, they know when you're dumbing things down, and they're not gonna listen to it. And so I think that with Church Pop, what we do is we acknowledge that everybody is learning. And whether you have been a Catholic since the cradle or since the womb, or you are in the process of conversion, there is no harm to, again, open up your catechism, open up the scripture, read why we do what we do, why we believe what we believe. Because then when you are in battle, when someone is questioning your faith, when your children ask you questions, you know the answer. And it's so important to provide that space for kids to come and look where they're at on social media with Church Pop, where they're at, for them to look and say, hey, this is actually really cool. This is why we're doing what we're doing. This is the meaning behind X, Y, and Z. So if they do come to a point like I did, and Chris Felina talked about it, like I did, where I questioned my faith, where I even fell away from the church, they're gonna have that soft landing to come back. They're gonna say, oh, I remember X, Y, and Z from my childhood or my teen years. I remember how I felt when this happened or that happened, and I'm ready to come back to that.
Amen. Amen. And we know that with the Catholic faith, we have the fullness of truth and those undeniable truths. When you see Eucharistic miracles, for example, where even science cannot explain how this happened, like with the miracle of Lanciano or so many of the other Eucharistic miracles, it's undeniable. And when you show that to young people and they're confronted with that reality, it can change hearts, and it does change hearts. And Chris Felina, along the same vein of allowing the truth, beauty, and goodness of the faith to shine through, there are some teachings of the church, particularly related to the life issues and human sexuality, that are tougher selling points for young people, especially the way that things are going nowadays in our culture. So what can adults do to not just combat the lies of the culture for the sake of combating them, but to clearly and lovingly convey those truths of the faith to the individual teen who may be struggling with some of these issues?
Educate themselves, first of all, and even above that is to live it out, because we underestimate the power of our own testimony to the world and to these teens, and to convey that honestly through our actions, and they see it and they gravitate towards it, the goodness, the holy, the good, because they're not seeing that on their phones. They're not seeing that in their friends or their environment, but it's something that they want because it's in their build. It's in what God made them to be. So they want it, but we have to show them, first of all, what it looks like. And second of all, put that information in front of them, like I said, lovingly, but go to websites, go to programs like the EWTN app, download it in your phone, be locked and loaded, ready to go when they come to you with questions, or they have a certain saint that they want to look into, or whatever is going on, or even questions about their sexuality or manhood. It's right there for them. them in the EWTN app. A lot of different shows, a lot of different just information, and like chastityproject.com. All of these things are tools and means that you can help strengthen yourself in the battle. But if you're not strong, you're not healed, you have all of these insecurities, you are not going to help anybody else. So you really need to take some self-reflection as an adult. If you're wanting to help a teen and you're struggling, you're not wondering why, well, you need to take some self-reflection and maybe take a spiritual inventory of where you're at. When's the last time you went to confession? Because if you're not armed up in the spiritual weapons of God, you can't go out on the battlefield and help those little soldiers of God as well. So make sure you are right with God in all aspects of your life and able to go help others.
Amen. And we see the good fruits when adults are well equipped to be able to do that, like Justin. And as I mentioned before, in addition to Hard as Nails, Justin, you have a movement that centers around a seemingly simple phrase, you're amazing. But what does that really mean at its core? And why is it so important to let teens know that they're amazing?
Yeah, it is a movement. I mean, we have cars, we have vehicles, they're everywhere. And we really are about like impacting people. And right now, especially fatherhood, motherhood, being a sister, being a brother, knowing that Jesus Christ didn't die for no reason. He died for us as we are sons and daughters of a king who have been claimed at a price. We have to be on that mission to let everybody know they're amazing because of who they are, not what they do. I think a lot of times with young people, we want to tell them to do this and do this and do this. But the key is to be a witness and helping them to understand who they are. Hey, are you the best son you can be? Oh, man, my dad's going through a lot, coach. Man, I don't know what to do with him. I go, well, how can you be a great son? And then in that experience of fatherhood and sonship, they experience that they're not enough. And then you go, well, why aren't you enough? Like I'm working with one of my kids right now who his dad, like I shared, ended his life. And I say, look, you aren't enough. The only way you're enough is through a relationship with God the Father. For you have a God who's your Father, who loves you very much. Now, this your amazing message goes everywhere, everywhere. You can look some of the eyes and mean it sincerely, and they'll go, how do you know I'm amazing at the grocery store? I say, are you a friend? And they're like, yeah. I go, well, guess what? Your friend's counting on you. See, what I do is I train people in pre-evangelization, human formation. That's our training with our missionaries, with our staff, with everywhere I go when I go in and give talks. I want to train the world to say, how are you going to connect with this person so they can understand that their baptismal calling is a gift? So I love it. I mean, I didn't expect it, but one day, I believe when you say you're amazing, they go, oh, he's Catholic. He's Catholic. When someone says, you're amazing, like, oh, he's Catholic. Because that's what Dominic did. Saint Dominic transformed the whole culture through his humanity, not just through, you got to do this. You got to do that. So my goal is when you go, if you go, you're amazing, like, oh, man, there's the Catholics again. They're excited. So I'm pumped.
Well, I'm pumped too, and it is such a simple message, but if you want to be able to reach teenagers, you've got to be able to tear down that wall where they feel like there's that pressure, that gnawing, or like, oh yeah, this old man Justin Fatica is just going to give me a hard time and tell me all the things that I'm doing wrong and tell me what's wrong with my free throws. But that's not the case at all, because Justin Fatica is here to love on you and to tell you that you're amazing and that God has a purpose for you, but you don't leave them there, that you then take them to the next level. And that's what's so important, the way that you follow through and you truly walk with these teens who need it so badly, and it makes such a huge difference. And Caroline, one of my favorite features of what you're doing with Church Pop is spotlighting the saints, especially on Church Pop's Instagram. So who are some saints that young people, especially teenagers, can look to for encouragement and as models of holiness?
As Justin mentioned, St. Dominic's a great one. We have so many, we are so blessed as Catholics to have so many saints that it's literally impossible for a teen or an adult to not find one that resonates with them. read about their lives. And two, that I always spotlight when people ask about a saint that would be particularly relatable for teenagers or young people, Blessed Carlo Acutis and Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, two amazing saints. Lived in different time periods, but relatable, especially Blessed Carlo. I am sure you've heard about him. He's relatively new. He focused on truth, beauty, and the realness of our Catholic faith, but he did it in a way that church pop doesn't. He did it in a way that was accessible to teenagers. One thing that he focused particularly on was Eucharistic miracles, and he created a website for people to go to when they're questioning whether it's the true presence of the Eucharist or just to go to learn more about our beautiful faith. So he has that. He had that resource for other people, and he made it his life mission to bring others to heaven with him. And that's something that's really unique about the saints, that they knew that they were doing God's will. They knew that they had a goal. They knew that they were called to be saints and called to heaven. But they didn't stop there. They said, I'm not going alone. I'm bringing my friends with me. And that's what we need to instill in our young people. We need to have them say, I want to be a saint. I want to be a faithful Catholic in my life. But I want to bring others with me. And that attitude of it's not just me, it's not just all about me, that attitude is key, and it's what our culture is truly missing. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, he used the wilderness to lead others to the rosary. He would go on these amazing hikes, and of course, he lived in an amazing area. He'd go on these incredible hikes, and he'd bring his friends, and he'd say, hey, let's pray the rosary while we're walking. And he didn't care if his friends maybe said, that's weird, I'm not going to do that. He did it anyway. And he led others to Christ just through his life and through his example. And those are just two of many saints that that young people can look to. But showing young people that there were other kids that dealt with ridicule, with temptation, showing them that, hey, they understand that. Ask for their intercession.
Amen. Amen. And if there's any doubt in your mind about whether or not teens can attain holiness, just look to Blessed Carlo Acutis, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, and the many young people in our Catholic Church who have been elevated to the level of sainthood and who are models even for us adults. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. And remember, you can watch even more episodes on our streaming platform. It's ewtn.com/on-demand. Kristalina, Justin, Caroline, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing your wisdom. And thank you for joining too. We'll see you again next week right here on the Catholic Sphere.